for the Beaver Radio Network. I'm Brian Schultz. Senior day for the BSU men's hockey team. They'll wrap up the regular season against Alabama Huntsville tonight, joined by senior goalie Zach Driscoll. Zach, every player that I have ever interviewed that has transferred during their collegiate career, every one of them transfers for a different reason. And they always say, you know, Bemidji State just felt like the right decision in the end. Do you have any regrets, any second thoughts of your path from high school to now?
No, absolutely not. I wouldn't trade my path, my journey that I've been on for anything. I think every stop I've made along the way has led me to where I'm at, and I found a great home in Bemidji State for sure.
What makes this place special and this program special?
For me, it's the culture. It's being home in Minnesota, being a Minnesota guy, being able to play in your home state is a really, really big honor for me, and just the history that this program has to be able to be a part of it and wear the jersey, it means a lot.
Players have had to make a lot of sacrifices this year. You don't get to act like normal college kids and do things that every other college student does. Does that make this year more special in your mind?
I think so. I think you see the maturity of guys, and you know we're older guys, and like you said, there's a lot of sacrifices that you know we as student athletes have to make that you know a lot of college students don't have to. So we had one goal in mind, and that was to get back and you know give our best run to win a national championship. So everything that we've done this year is with that in mind, and those sacrifices will be worth it in the end.
You look across this league, and there are a lot of really, really talented goalies. You look across the rink from you this series. Fessenden is a giant of a guy. You look at his stats, they're really good. Their record isn't great. You know, they rely on their goalie. As a fellow goalie, what's it like when you know your team is relying on you like that?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you just have to stop the puck. But like you said, that Saturday game, you know, the Huntsville goalie was a stud for them. So that's kind of been a reoccurring theme for them this season is he's been good. We knew that going into it. So you have to respect your opponent, but at the same time, you know, you have to respect yourself a bit too. So as a goalie, you just go in the mindset that you have to beat the guy in the crease at the other end. So that's how I approach it. And this year in the WCHA, I've had some pretty tough matchups with guys like Pietola and McKay and Mittens and, you know, Fessenden. You have to go pretty far down the list to find a goalie that's not having a good year. So it's good for WCH hockey, and it's good competition for sure.
I don't know if it's a superstition per se, but when did it become a thing that you got to be the last person off the ice?
I don't know. I'm honestly not even too picky about it. Like if we're away and some guy wants to stay on the other team, you know, I'll let him have it. Obviously, I'm not really a rock, paper, scissors guy. Connor Wood on their team asked me on Saturday if I wanted to play rock, paper, scissors. I just shook my head no. So when it's at the Sanford, I think I'll be the last one off. But it's not really even a superstition. It's just maybe mess with other guys' superstitions, I guess.
I mean this in a really good way for all of the goalies that have played here in my time here. But to me, you're one of the most normal guys. Goalies have a tendency of not being. How does that being centered help you as a goalie and also, you know, help you with in the business world down the road?
Yeah, absolutely. I think if you just show up day in and day out and have a schedule, a routine, it's not really superstitions anymore for me at this point. It's just getting dialed in a routine. And I'm sure if you really analyze my day-to-day, there's some things, Schultz, that you'd find that you kind of turn your head at. But just being a straight-up, hardworking guy and, you know, on the ice and off the ice, I think, you know, a little quirky's fine, but, you know, nose to the grindstone.
A lot of years when you've got, you know, 6, 7, maybe 8 seniors, you've got a handful of guys that, you know, they're in the lineup every night, and just the odds are you're going to have a handful of those seniors that aren't in the lineup every night. But, boy, you look at the 6 of you guys and your mainstays in this lineup have been for a long, long time. What does that mean to you as a group that, you know, you're all contributing like you guys are?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. We're our class, our group. We've done it all together from, you know, the kind of the time that I joined up my sophomore year, and they welcomed me with open arms. And it's just there's something to be said about going to battle on Friday, Saturday nights with your class, and just it means a lot to me individually, and I'm sure the other guys as well, that we've been able to make an impact as a class. So, you know, we have some work left to do. We're not done, but it's definitely been a good ride so far.
Well, best of luck for that ride. Thank you much, sir.
Thanks, Chelsea.